Psyllid control, nutrition, and more were on the minds of citrus grower panelists at Citrus Expo in August. Moderator Kelly Morgan with the University of Florida summarizes the discussion.
To a man, they all said that psyllid control is obviously a key to dealing with greening, and we all understand that has to happen. But as far as cultural practices to maintain tree health, they all acidify the soils in one of two ways, either acidifying the water or through acidifying fertilizers. They were clear on that. They are providing more fertilizers on the ground as opposed to the leaves, and doing it more often, spoon feeding, if you will, of these trees. Those two things, getting the soil to the proper pH and spoon feeding the nutrients, both macronutrients and the micronutrients, spoon feeding them through the year is going to be the key thing in keeping us sustainable within the industry, and keep us producing until we can get those resistant rootstocks or tolerant rootstocks.
I think I heard some optimism from several of them. They sounded like they thought they could stay in business, didn't they, including the small grower?
They all indicated that their trees are much healthier than, say, 3 to 5 years ago, that the leaf density is improving, the tree size is better, and most of them indicated that, although small, they've all seen production increases in the last couple of years. Maybe only a few percent, but that's something, when the rest of the industry is still slightly down. So hopefully we've turned a corner, and we'll start seeing yields statewide go up.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.